USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says someone has to take on China.
Whether it's good for our country or bad for our country short term, long term, it's imperative that somebody does this.
President Trump, speaking at the White House, says former Presidents Barack Obama, George W. Bush, and Bill Clinton did nothing about Chinese intellectual property theft. As far as if the president's ready to make a deal with China?
China wants to make a deal, and that's good. But they have to make a deal that's fair to us. It can't be a deal that's not fair to us.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is declaring that the United States is reviving leadership in the Middle East in his speech to the United Nations Council today. Pompeo also says that Iran continues to cause terror and unrest in other parts of the Middle East. And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow lost 173 points to close the day at 25,962. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
J.P. Morgan Chase is contradicting President Trump's claims regarding who tariffs really affect. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
America's biggest bank is claiming that President Trump's tariffs on Chinese imports will be costing U.S. families $1,000 a year. J.P. Morgan Chase releasing an analysis just a few hours ago finding the tariffs have already cost families $400 a year, and new tariffs scheduled to take effect on September 1st and in December will add another $600 to that.
Activists are calling on Juul to halt the sale of flavored e-cigarettes, arguing it encourages young people and children to vape. Outside Juul's headquarters in New York City, Democratic Councilman Mark Levin led a rally and says something needs to be done to keep kids safe.
We need to protect the children of the city and beyond. And we can do that by keeping these flavors out of their hands.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some Democrats are coming to freshman Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib's defense after she canceled a visit to the West Bank to see her family. Now, Tlaib and Congresswoman Ilhan Omar held a press conference Monday in Minneapolis where they discussed their side to the story and basically talked about why they were going with the group they went with in place of the group of 71 bipartisan congressmen and women who just came back from Israel. Republican Congressman Mark Green on that press conference held Monday.
Pretty much everything that they said in their press conference was an absolute lie. I mean, they said that they were denied because of their faith. I mean, that's crazy. Israel allows Muslims to transition their borders all the time. In fact, there are six Muslims on the Knesset right now, serving in the Israeli Knesset. So that was just one of many lies. Many others, this grandmother visit and the tears, she hadn't visited her grandmother for 13 years prior to this. I mean, if she really wanted to go see her grandmother, she would have gone. And then when Israel gave her the choice, gave her the opportunity, and said, look, if you just don't, you know, get over there and incite stuff while you're in those territories, you can go. And she said, oh, no. Obviously, she hates Jews more than she likes her grandmother, obviously.
Green was speaking there on Fox News. And finally, the title for the latest James Bond film is being revealed. No Time to Die will be the sixth and final Bond film to feature actor Daniel Craig in the main role. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.